true suchness or ru pu dong. So in Mahayana teaching, you heard a lot about this word, zu pu dong. What is zu? Zu lai fo. Means the Buddha, which is suchness, or tatata, the tatagata. So true suchness is ru pu dong. Why is it called suchness? It's a nature, awareness nature, our true nature, pure. And this one doesn't move like what Hui Ning came to realize. He told the fifth patriarch, how amazing that this nature of ours is already perfect. And all Dhamma arise from there. Then this Dhamma is unmoving. That's why zu pu dong, no stirring, no movement, nothing. It's just the awareness nature. It's like the sun. It just shine forth, finish. Then whether you know how to tap that sun's ray or energy and use it, or you allow it to be obscure and go to waste, it's up to you. When there is no sun or no awareness nature, it's like you are in darkness. You don't have the sensitivity to be aware, and you cannot see things as they are. And without that nature, you cannot actually develop understanding of the teaching. Because this is the nature that is the basis for awareness, leading to heedfulness. So like the Buddha explained under Dhammapada verse 21, heedfulness is the path to the deathless, whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedful never die. The heedless are as if dead. So you cannot be aware, and you cannot develop it until it becomes heedful. Then you are as if dead. You don't stand a chance to realize the enlightenment. Then spiritually, you are as if dead. So after understanding this true nature of ours, which is zu ru pu dong, true suchness, our true mind or essence of mind is always there. Where that nature is true suchness, ru pu dong in Mandarin. This is the reason why you cannot practice mindfulness or sati. The reason being, the trying and the doing, or the practicing, we are noting, doing, etc., are always by the thought. So when thought is active, how can you be aware? We already explained, we already developed the analogy for you to understand. From the four circle formation, the first one to arise is our original nature, the true nature. Then the first thing to move out of it is the pure awareness nature. And this pure awareness nature is inherent in all living beings that has been born, karmically conditional. So if it's inherent, means all living beings, not only human beings. That's why the moment we are born, there is this awareness nature within us already. That is the first to come up from that source. But to return, you need to develop wisdom from this one. Then the wisdom enable the mundane mind to realize itself and cease and return to this pure awareness nature. Then this one, after you have developed the wisdom, then it can cease. Otherwise, it won't cease. But the pure awareness nature is a nature for the arising of the phenomenal world, the mundane mind, the creation, everything that arises within the existential world, the dependent originating world. or we call it the conditioned world of conditioned Dhamma. Whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. That's why the Buddha teach the law of dependent origination, paticca samuppada. That is how we function as a human being, how our mind, our citta manifests and function. They follow this link. Without avijja, there is no movement. That's why Poyen Zhanglao, the abbot of Wu Ping Jingse, he is very wise. He said, qi xin dong nian. When you arise, the mundane mind, thought arise, thinking arise, heedlessness arise, unless you have the wisdom, enlightenment. Then, the other mind, which is without anything, yeah, that is your true mind. Wu nian, 就是真心, means the other mind that is without thought before it creates the condition arising thinking mind or the mundane mind. That is your true mind. Because they meditate, they develop the understanding through coming into contact with the true mind. And they realize it because that mind has a very unique quality. It is unmoving, zuruputok. That it is, you can only describe the characteristic of it. It is tranquil, still. Maybe you can say peaceful. But no activity there, nothing, no movement. So all these are the words that the enlightened being or the sutta try to use word to explain something that is beyond word. Well, that nature is the unconditioned. You cannot talk about it. You have to realize it to understand it. So hopefully with this explanation now I read, you will understand. Yeah? Our true mind or the essence of mind is always there. Remember that. Because that is the primordial. That is inherently already there. The first to come out since the beginning of time. So that's why if you want to access that nature, you need a vehicle and a tool to come in the form of a karmically conditioned form and mind. That is the vehicle and the tool. And without that, you cannot locate the gateway, you cannot locate that nature. But there is the creation part, the connection back. So all physical thing in this universe that doesn't have that connection with the karmic nature, they cannot come to this existential world. They can only arise through the mind process. The form and mind is the first to arise. And when the form and mind arise, energy comes to be.